Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And screaming off in the distance is the child who, despite when we told him to be quiet and for this show, kind of does his own thing.
That is being quiet.
Oh, that's him being quiet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is just fantastic then. Anyways, it's been a while since you've been on the show, Rochelle. Like, I feel like, even though we see each other every day, there's a lot.
Eric, it's your fault because you keep impregnating me.
Well, I can't really help it. What can I say? It's like, which is why we're going to have 20 more babies by the time this show keeps on going.
Exactly, exactly.
So, I have one child in the other room. Now they're staring at me. Oh, hi, how's it going?
You just want to eat this.
You want to eat this, don't you?
Yep. Oh, he knows not to stick his tongue out. Smart.
Looking at the
smart
light.
Smart baby.
Anyways, it is a show. We are Calgary's only podcast. Tip, tap, tip.
We are not Calgary's only podcast. Why do you say that? Don't lie.
It's our slogan. Even
no,
my non-
it's not. I don't like it. I never approved it.
I never got your stamp of approval on that slogan.
Never. You've been trying to slip it in and say it for the last, 2 years?
Well,
I keep saying it's not true, so don't say it.
Well, you know how good I am about slipping things in.
I know.
Anyways, what slogan would you come up with?
You can say Calgary's best podcast.
Okay.
That's fine, but we're not Calgary's only podcast.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
That's something I can live with. Calgary's best.
You know what? You know what is probably true is that we are Calgary's longest running podcast.
That is a fact that I can definitely.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
If anybody else thinks otherwise, then definitely give us a call or an email, info@tiptaptip.com.
Yeah, let's give people our phone numbers. That would be awesome.
Yeah, my cell number. I got to double check this thing's actually recording. So, I feel like this question is kind of getting old. I'm almost ready to retire it, but I want to ask it one more time. What is your favorite thing this week, Rochelle?
Our baby, who is 5 months, is now going like this. And I think that's the cutest thing ever.
Maybe I'll get that on the recorder if I'm lucky.
So cute.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing.
That's it.
And also, doing my hair today. That was a very, very much needed thing that I was happy to have been able to do.
It looks very nice. I like it a lot. You gave me shit before because I wasn't like throwing a parade for you.
Because your way of complimenting me, I was like, Eric, do you like my hair? He's like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a genuine compliment.
Yeah,
it's very difficult. You're always like, you always need to be like, kind of like, like mediocre, casual, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes if you don't actually sound like happy or sincere about it, then it doesn't sound like you're saying it genuinely.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a 10
no,
in Eric's
that
book.
That is not. Okay. Okay, that the way that I interpret that is flop.
No, definitely
don't
not.
Go try again.
It is lovely. It is spectacular. It is awesome.
And then when you finish saying those words, like at the end of the sentence, go, it's lovely. Try saying like that.
It's lovely.
Yeah, there you go.
What is, I sound like a pelican. Or a frog or something.
It's lovely.
Oh, it's lovely.
No, not like that.
I don't know.
Say, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
That's better.
You're beautiful.
Instead of just like, you're beautiful.
Hey, you're beautiful.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of this?
I
want to eat it. I want to eat everything. I want to put everything in my mouth.
That's Ward, not Eric. Eric does not want to put everything in his mouth.
Well, most things, but I've learned my lesson. There's certain things which don't go in your mouth. because they'll break your mouth like rocks.
Like, I can't believe you took our son to McDonald's today.
What do you mean you can't believe? It's been...
You just like always go to McDonald's with him.
We had a nice little hike and then we did that afterwards. It's like father-son bonding time. What are you talking about?
McDonald's is father-son bonding.
Well, that was the treat. That was the...
Oh, the treat. You're obsessed with the treat. Every time you go do something, you have to give yourself a treat.
Well, we were out all afternoon. We were all a good part of the afternoon. We're trudging up and down those big, big hills in the snow, working up an appetite. Didn't want to come home to disturb Rochelle. He wanted a Happy Meal toy. I obliged him.
So was it his idea or your idea?
It was his idea, and I didn't stop. Oh. I didn't put up any protest.
You're like, yeah.
You know, it's like, sounds good to me. That's my response. So am I the worst parent or the almost worst parent because of that?
Well, because you took him for a hike before, I'm gonna give you a pass on this.
All right, so that kind of...
So I'd say that you're not the worst parent for that because you did a good balance of something healthy and something not healthy.
There you go. So I'm back at zero.
You know what I did? I put my head on his stomach to hear what his stomach noises were making, and they are going nuts because McDonald's is probably not good to digest.
It's probably a bit of a challenge, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind.
Sorry? All right. So, anyways, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, my favorite thing this week. Oh, man, I can't even... What was my favorite thing this week?
I don't know.
I was introduced to a new reality TV show, which I started watching today. I guess you can call that my favorite thing this afternoon, which I suppose is part of the week. Okay. Just looking at the chat.
Ward is not used to you sitting next to me talking so much.
I know.
Like, hey, who is that guy? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I started watching a show on Netflix called Terrace House. It's a reality TV show. I guess originally it was in Japan, but now it's part of Netflix. It's six people living in a house, and I know you've probably heard this premise like a million times before on like Big Brother, et cetera, et cetera. But it's interesting because it's not really any sort of scripted drama. Like they explicitly say at the beginning of the show, this is unscripted. So, you know, six people kind of come together in this house, and then they... Not a lot of huge drama. They're very polite because in Japanese culture,
I think that's
definitely part of it.
Yeah.
So it's mundane but engrossing. It's hard to explain. Like and then
I just don't know if I'd like that because the only part about that's good about the other reality TV shows is how brutal people are to each other because it's shocking.
You know what?
If everybody's so nice, I think it would be kind of boring.
You would think. I would think that if I was explaining this to myself if I traveled back in time to earlier today.
Oh.
But then I'm like, okay, well, I have this on a good recommendation. I'll check it out. And I'm like, what? And you kind of get sucked into it. And then they break it up with some commentary at the beginning, the middle, and the end of each show. So it does kind of break things up. And each episode's like half an hour long. So it's like... But it's, I don't know, I can't explain it. You just need to watch it. It's, first season is 46 episodes, so get yourself.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot of just hanging around a house. It's just like, and yeah, I don't know. Check it out, Terrace House. And I think the one you should, I guess there's two different series. The one I'm watching is the one which came first is Boys and Girls in the City, because they have different sort of seasons. So, anyways, check it out. That's my favorite thing this afternoon, at least. What else has been going on? I feel like Eurovision's going to be ramping up in a little bit. It's coming up on December, so songs are going to be starting to get picked. We can start talking about...
No, that doesn't happen until, like, January.
Well, usually the very, very first ones are picked in, like...
I feel like it's December already. It's just, like, everything is Christmas now.
It's beginning to feel a lot like...
I guess it's the end of November.
Getting there.
I don't ever feel like doing anything until it actually is December.
like Christmas shopping, setting up decorations, all that stuff. I know people are already setting up decorations in our neighborhood, at least.
Well, because if you think about it, it's like the end of November, right?
Yeah.
And then December is only, then it's only really up for like a couple weeks.
I suppose.
I don't really like, I think I just don't really like having Christmas decorations all over the house. I find it cluttery.
More so than
toys.
I'm looking, staring at this table in front of me, and it's just been taken over by Legos and robot arm grabby things, and Thomas the Train Track Master tracks, and Nerf guns, and books and stuff.
And we want to buy him more toys.
I don't know. I think we should just get rid of toys. What do you think?
Let's give all the boys to another kid for Christmas.
No. What? Oh, now you pipe up. Now you're chatty.
No, you don't want to do that?
No.
Why not?
Because Christmas you don't give away toys. You get more toys.
Okay. Get more toys.
Whoever invented this holiday is, it's like torture for parents.
I think we should just get him one really good gift and leave it at that.
How about this? How about we buy TV for Christmas?
How about we not?
No, because it's secretly for us.
Okay. Right? Oh, yeah. And then we just put it in our main room.
Yeah.
I've been.
And then it will be like, yeah, this is your TV, but really it's ours.
Happy Christmas. Here's a 40-something inch 4K TV. Rapping.
Whoa, that's a good present.
A bigger TV. Yeah. I can play Mario Kart even bigger.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just get a family present for all.
Well, it could be it. It might be. I have been pricing out TVs, and Black Friday sales are coming
next week.
I know. So.
And I only know that because I listened to the radio today, and man, there are a lot of commercials on the radio.
Black.
And commercials. I like when you don't listen to commercials for a while because we don't have cable. And we listen to the Google Play Music. So there's no commercials in any of those things. And then all of a sudden you turn the regular radio station on, and these commercials, they just grab you. They're like, come down to Old Navy today. 40% off everything.
Okay. I'm on my way. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But there's always sales at these places. That's the thing.
Like, I know. Every time you go into Old Navy, there's a sale. Like, you don't ever have to go out of your way to go there for a sale.
Like, I'm not sure if I'm still on their email mailing list. Because they get you, like, you go there once and like, would you like to be part of our list? And I'm like, and you get whatever percent off. I'm like, okay. And then they email you like once a day, literally. It's like this sale, that sale, this sale. And you know what? I don't even really go there that often. So.
Yeah, that's why I say no now.
So I know. No, I'm not part of your list. Get me off your list.
But most of the people who work there are like really young. You can just say, yeah, you guys email me too much, but can I still get the discount? And they'll be like, yeah, sure, whatever.
They don't
care.
Or
people who work there don't care.
Or you can just say, what's an email? And then they'll go, okay, old man, I understand. You might not be aware of these internet related things because of your.
I was reading about like there's apparently we're part of a unique generation because we grew up without technology, but then we were young enough that we learned all the technology. So we're the youngest generation that's able to understand what it was like without the internet.
It's probably a better place.
What?
Without the internet.
The internet, if you think about it, like, how do you explain the internet? How would you explain the internet to someone?
How would you explain to a five-year-old? It's where all of your TV shows come from. It's why the robot box in the kitchen can talk back to you and play whatever music you want it to. It's how... No, not right now. No, you're not playing the music now.
No.
Later, when we're eating supper, you can talk to the robot machine in the kitchen. It's like, it's... I don't know, it's... How would you explain it? It's just magic. This magic thing which makes...
But you know, it didn't... I don't know if it actually made our lives better.
That's arguable. I can be... There's an argument because for and against.
Yeah, like I really... I don't really use the internet that much. Oh, no, wait. Never mind. Everything in our house is set up on the internet. Well, that's your fault.
I know. I'm Dr. Internet.
You are.
I'm a doctor.
We had no power on Friday. We had no electricity because I messed up.
Let's talk about that.
Oh yeah, that's not really a good story.
Okay, Rochelle's hand.
Some electrical work and it failed.
You know what? That's more than I.
But it was an honest mistake. It wasn't like I messed
up. It was a teachable moment because we now know two things. We now know that you have to do wire stripping a particular way, where things trip. Which is a good thing if it trips because it means your house doesn't burn down.
Yeah.
And then we also learned another thing when we had a guy come over and fix our outlets, that you have to break off a thing in an outlet if it's wired a certain way, or else that also could potentially burn down your house.
Yeah.
So now we know.
So now we know.
Two ways to not burn down our house.
We will not burn down our house. I will not burn down our house when I do electrical work. So... anyway, so when we didn't have electricity, my son's very confused because he couldn't play. He couldn't do anything, really. Like, he couldn't play music. He couldn't. I told him that the iPad didn't work. Yeah. He couldn't watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like, this is boring. And then I told him how we can play a game where we pretend that we're TV and we did TV shows for each other. And he loved it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I watched the show and then watched the Rochelle show.
What was the show about?
Show? Do you want to explain what the show was about?
You don't want to talk about it?
Okay, the first episode of the show was teaching me how to do awesome dances.
Yeah.
Spin dancing, spins and stuff. And then the second show was about his toys. It was a toy review show.
Oh yeah, because you're pretty good at toy reviews because you watch all those YouTube videos about toy reviews.
Very good. And he even says, if you like it, give me a thumbs up.
I find that weird because he doesn't really understand what that's about. Oh, yeah. The mic's in my face. That's how it works. Yeah, because he watched... what's your favorite show? Ryan's Toy Review or something like that? Ryan, is it... what is your favorite show? Ryan's Toy Review?
Yeah. And
Ryan's
Family Review.
Oh, Ryan's Family Review. Oh, yeah. I remember watching that because... Ryan's Family.
The one with Little Bear, that bear, Little Bear dude, and then what do they call the kids? They all have nicknames.
Oh,
of animals?
Yeah.
Hobby kids.
Hobby kids.
Oh, yeah, hobby kids. Let me tell you about hobby kids.
Yeah, like, well, how do those people, they must get money, or they must be connected to these toy companies, because they get so many toys.
Well, what happens is if your channel is, your YouTube channel is big enough, you get ad revenue, right, from all these things. So they probably are making enough, because these, I know, and it blows my mind that shows like these have like millions of subscribers to their shows. So as a result, they get tons and tons of views. They get all their ad revenue, which pays for toys, which they watch, and, you know, people watch.
Well, then what do they do? They can't keep, they wouldn't keep all these toys because...
that's too many toys.
It is too many toys.
There's too many. Yeah, because would they donate them? They give them away to friends, relatives? I don't know. That's too many toys they have. What? Yeah.
Why do I call them bummer kids?
Okay.
Bummer kids?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
I'm just joking. What?
Do you want to have that job where you review toys for real? And then toy companies send you all the newest toys?
I wish I had that job.
Well, don't kick the table, please.
That sounds like the best job ever.
Actually, I don't know. I think it would start to become really irritating after a while.
Yeah.
I don't think I would like it for that long.
You know what we need to do? This is how we're gonna retire.
But now that I say that, it depends how much they pay too.
I've got our retirement plan, Rochelle.
What?
Two words. Two words. This is how we're going to...
Tip-tap-tip toy review.
Nope. Here. Unboxing videos. Have you ever seen these videos, Rochelle?
Oh, that's the reason why Bo is obsessed with boxes and putting things in boxes and then opening them up.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the best unboxing videos.
Of what stuff inside?
Everything. Anything and everything. I'm going to unbox my pizza. I'm going to unbox whatever. I'm going to unbox this. Oh, I'm going to unwrap my cheese. Oh.
Okay. You know what I think is awesome? The ones for the videos that Bo watches is these people will get these huge plastic eggs and then they'll cover them in Play-Doh.
Yep.
And then they'll make a a character's face on the Play-Doh, like Thomas the Train or Minion or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they'll peel off the Play-Doh off of these humongous eggs.
Oh, that explains why there's that cement, that plasticine covering those things in the basement right now? Still?
Is that plasticine covering something? I thought it was just a block of plasticine.
What is that? There's
a... It's just a block of plasticine. Oh,
okay. I thought it was...
Yeah. No, it's not covering anything. But so that then what they do is they slowly unwrap it, and then they take out the toys from the egg, and all the toys are still in their original packaging, and then the kids open the packaging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's like, it doesn't even, and then after they do that, they kind of like there's this one lady who does close-ups. I think it's on Ryan's Tour Review. She does close-ups, and she always has her nails done really nicely with like sparkle. And then the way that she talks is like, oh, look at this beautiful Thomas the Train. And then she's like slowly turning it. He spins his wheels. And then she spins the wheels. And just the way she's talking, it's just, it's crazy. It's a thing, I think.
This can be you, Rochelle.
No, why would I want to do that?
Money. Lots and lots of money.
No.
You could nail this. I know this could be your...
Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to spend my time doing that?
Because of the monetary return on the investment of your time.
So what you do, you just start making those videos, and then you start getting a whole bunch of people watching them, and then you get advertising?
I need to show you
Isn't that the plan with our podcast?
I need to show you.
That never happened.
I need to show you my favorite videos. One of my favorite videos.
Are there adult unboxing ones?
There are adult candy review videos. And there's this one guy. There's one channel I subscribe to because he's funny, funny, funny. And these videos are really only like 2 minutes long at most. And he just nails the candy review videos. Like he just... It's funny.
Is it like tantalizing or want the candies?
Yeah, I want the candy because it's candy. And second of all, he's a funny. You never actually see his face. You just always see his hands.
Yeah, that's how these videos work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll show you these later.
But is it like, it's funny?
Because he cracks jokes.
That doesn't sound very good.
All right. This is...
Like, jokes don't make me want candy.
You know, you already want the candy. I'm already sold on the candy.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, so while you're enjoying this guy unwrap the candy, and I'll put links to these videos because they're right on our Facebook page.
Yeah. You know which videos I sometimes like to watch are those makeup videos.
Oh, man, that's a rabbit hole. You can...
There are so many. But some of these ladies, like, the way they do their makeup is just... awful. It's so gross. They're like, oh, and then I'm just gonna cake on this shit on my face, and it's just like goopy, like just so much makeup. It's so gross. But then they're like, oh, look at the before and look at the after. Well, yeah, it's because you've just piled like gallons of makeup on your face.
So the question is, what kind of videos can we make where we don't have to show our faces?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know.
Well, and the thing is, if you do the hand ones, you always have to have a manicure. You can't have your hands look gross. You do have beautiful hands.
I could be
doing... Your hands are like, I've never done a hard work, day's work in my life.
Look at these things. These are beautiful, beautiful.
They are gorgeous. Long fingers.
Nice.
You could probably paint your nails and people would think your hands are girl hands.
We could do that.
Except they're really... No, never mind. They couldn't pass for that. They're too veiny and hairy.
Very lovely hands. Very, very lovely.
They are very lovely.
How do I monetize this? How do I make some...
I think you should do wire reviews.
Make some money off this gift of God, these beautiful hands.
Yeah, exactly. What I know, how about cake in a box? Cake in a box reviews. I like cake, and then if the cake is in a box, it's even more exciting to open it up.
Yeah.
And then you could show your mouth like eating the cake. I bet you people would want to watch that.
That'd be amazing. I have a couple things I want to talk about. I have a couple more people to add to the list. This is my list.
The list of what?
Hollywood sex weirdos so far. I'm keeping a tally. But it's not, it's beyond Hollywood because...
why are you doing that?
I need to keep on top of things. Two more people have
It's not a very good thing to say, like, when you're talking about sex weirdos. Oh, yeah, to say on top.
I need to keep my finger up the, on the, oh, I need to be aware of such things.
Gross.
You can add two more to the list. Sylvester Stallone, apparently, and this is all alleged. Calm down. Sylvester Stallone apparently tried to get with a 16-year-old when he was 40.
Some of those 16-year-olds, they don't look 16.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. They don't.
I don't know the circumstances.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm just saying.
All right. And also Senator Alf.
And also maybe when you're 40, maybe you're having like a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I'm not going for no 16-year-olds. One, I'm already married.
Yeah, but if you saw a girl and she was like, she looked like she was 20.
You know what?
And then she never told you that she was 16.
Here's the thing. I fail to understand why Sylvester Stallone, as a 40-year-old man at the time, did not realize this. Young people are annoying. Seriously. By the time you're 40, they drive you crazy. It's like between the, you know, unless they're an old soul, but still. That is, and by not.
I know, I would never date a younger person. Never.
No way. I was saying to Rochelle earlier today.
And they just have like no life experience. They have nothing that's happened to them. They're just like too optimistic.
Yeah, so I don't.
And they just like stupid shit. Like they're like the most important thing to them is their cell phone.
Yeah, especially kids.
Or something else equally as trivial as that, right?
Kids these days, right, Rochelle?
Yeah, kids these days. Let's talk like we're old.
We are old.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Senator Al Franken, you may know him as Stuart Smalley from SNL. He's now a United States Senator.
Really?
Yeah, he's had a political career for a while.
He's the guy who looked in the mirror and was like, I'm worth it.
Exactly. That is the guy.
Nice.
And now he's a politician. Apparently, I don't know the circumstances, but he's a boob grabber.
Ooh.
Boob grabber. He was on some sort of entertaining the troops type tour. And one woman soldier was asleep, passed out. As you are when you're working hard as a soldier, and there's a picture of him, and it's ridiculous. He's looking at the camera, making a silly face, and like mock kind of grabbing her boobs while she's asleep. Not really the kind of thing you want to be caught doing.
But isn't that kind of funny?
It is, you know, it could be interpreted a number of different ways. But especially in light of the current situation where everybody, it seems like everybody is getting called out on ridiculous behavior over the last little bit.
Well, yeah, because of that.
It's all started.
That Me Too thing.
Well, it's all.
Is that where this started from? It started from that.
Harvey Weinstein. And then it's kind of gone down the list. Everybody from Kevin Spacey to Louis C.K., Steven Seagal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will be adding to this list. And current. Yeah, that's right.
And what did you say? What did you say?
Yeah. You just want to. Oh, you're going to drool all over the microphone. Right.
No, he didn't drool on it. Don't worry.
All right. I have in my hands a very epic. Very.
Well, that's where I got that word from. He was telling me that everything was epic this week.
No, he got that actually from Captain Underpants. Because every.
Oh, okay.
The first epic movie. All that stuff, but
and
I have
you started saying it from.
I actually picked it up from this guy.
It's gonna be epic.
So this is a Craigslist post I found from the misconnection section, my favorite section of the. This is probably the longest Craigslist post I've read in the misconnection.
Oh, that is really long.
This is a story. This is a tome.
You want to take turns reading each paragraph?
Yeah, we'll switch off paragraphs. Titled, You're My Ex-Boss and I Always Wanted You, Woman for Man. It starts off, this is from Calgary Craigslist.
Oh, wow.
I know, crazy. I feel like a weirdo always keeping on top of this stuff because it's just like...
You are a weirdo.
Yeah. I was always attracted to you, but tried not to show it. I rarely spoke with you, and we rarely talked, if at all, on a personal level. Part of the reason is because you intimidated me so much, and you had the rightful reputation of having a temper. Well, there's a good pick so far. Because you want... She's attracted to a guy with a temper. Not a good foundation for her. Something. But there was always some sort of unspoken energy and tension that hung over us. I think you picked up on it and weren't sure what to do.
But you promoted me within a year when I totally didn't deserve it. And I didn't know what the I was doing 99% of the time. I f***ed up constantly and sometimes it did piss you off. But there I was in a leadership position, and I'd hear from staff that you laughed at my dirty jokes or something.
Was never sure if you felt the same way, but over time I started to notice little things. Like you tracing a surface with your finger so delicately like it was an arched back. Or staring very intensely into my eyes, lifting and deepening your voice. Occasionally you mentioned your wife, and you almost acted confused, slash mad, slash weird, when you found out that my now husband was going to be driving me to a company function out of town, and the information was not even given to you specifically.
I eventually figured out that for some reason you were purposely not scheduling us together. I never knew why. Maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I didn't, and you needed to keep it in your pants. I don't know. Either way, I'm still hot for you.
Admittedly, you're not society's idea of attractive. Okay. So here's an ugly guy with a temper. Real hot commodity. But it was all in your mannerisms. I found the mind to be the sextiest thing. I think she spelled that wrong. It says sextet. Funnily enough, you began to transform quickly after I arrived, and I was bragging to your coworkers about the success of my own journey down from 200 plus pounds. All right, so she
lost weight. You seemed very dominant too. I liked that, and if you did have a ragey for me, you sure did a good job hiding it because I'm still clueless. You are capable of putting me in my place and of subtly giving me praise simultaneously. I wonder what you'd have been like in bed.
You hated just about everyone beneath the higher-ups, and you had days where you gave me the cold shoulder for really bad mess-ups, but you seemed to have a consistent soft spot for me otherwise. Correct me if I'm wrong.
When I was finally fit, you asked if I was going to the gym, as if I weren't obvious by the gym bag I brought in nearly every day, and replied with, wow, when I said yes. I'm surprised you did this in front of one of our coworkers, but it turned me on so much. Really, that turned her on so much? Like, that's weird. I remember I got instantly just picturing you sizing me up. Maybe examining the gap between my thighs. Oh, that's a thing, hey? The high gap
is a thing, yeah.
I had worked so hard to achieve. Yikes. Maybe you were both laughing at me.
You send some mixed signals. In the past few months, I noticed your wife was showing up in my suggested friends when we have no mutual friends. This honestly scared and enthused me.
Are you both interested? Is that why you were friendlier with me and why she was looking me up? Because I would be down to both of you. She too is a bit of an unconventional beauty, but gorgeous and looks like a ton of BBW fun. I love being dominated by a larger woman.
Let's arrange now. Your reply would no longer be considered dipped in company ink. I may not be as fit anymore, but the situation definitely is. Okay, so she bounced back.
Okay. If you are the person people I'm looking for, tell me the color of my eyes and hair and the first names of you and your wife. You get a raise, ha ha, if you can tell me where we worked.
Wow, this is a...
Okay, so it's not just for a man, it's for a couple.
This is a twist at the end.
Yeah, she wants to have a threesome.
Wow, did not see that coming. Okay, I'm the worst of jokes.
So
I'm the worst of jokes. That's like probably the most incredible Craigslist post I've ever had the benefit of reading.
I just don't even believe that that's true.
I think that's probably like 95. Well, I think it's probably all BS.
I think so. It sounds like it.
But it was very entertaining BS.
It was.
Let's read this. We'll do this one last story and wrap her up like a nice little box with a bow. Angry McDonald's Nuggets man charged with drunk driving after ordering 200 hash browns.
200.
This is from Australia. A Sydney man allegedly ordered 200 hash browns from a McDonald's drive-thru before being arrested by police and registering a blood alcohol level of 0.175, which is quite drunk. The alleged incident took place at 4:50 a.m. on Saturday through the Thornley McDonald's drive-thru in northern Sydney. Police claim the 30-year-old Epping man became angry at staff when he could not order chicken nuggets because they weren't on the breakfast menu. Okay. Instead, he opted for hundreds of dollars worth of hash browns, which are, you know what, very tasty.
Those are really tasty. But 200.
Okay, the man reportedly did 4 laps of the drive-thru during the incident and ordered to order 200 hash browns on his second go-around.
He like ate one and then he's like, oh, I want
these
more.
Are good. 200 more.
That's funny.
How he was ever going to eat so many hash browns is anyone's guess, but in the end, he never got the chance. After police were called, he was allegedly found intoxicated at the wheel, but still waiting for his hash browns. I feel like Australians are like the funnest drunks. According to the report, the blood driver registered a blood alcohol concentration of 0.175. Anything above 0.150 is considered high range, so he was quite... his license was suspended and he's due in court. And then it ends up here. McDonald's has recently increased the price of its hash browns.
Okay. Wow.
Love those hash browns. And you know what? I've had some strange late night cravings that... late night drinking cravings that, you know, may seem strange on the morning after, but
like what?
Like weird. Well, like when we were all over like the 7-Eleven pump chili cheese dogs.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a sad point in both of our lives.
But because like that's gross.
It is gross.
And you know what? I'm going to blame you.
You know what? And I take all the blame on that.
Before I met you, I had never, ever, ever, ever eaten any food from a 7-Eleven. I was like, really? You're going to eat like food from here? And you're like, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, everything.
I want to try it. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll try it. Downfall.
And look what happened there.
I can't believe I convinced that you convinced
me. You know, this is what happens when you live across the street from a 7-Eleven. And at the point in your life where neither of us have kids and we went out drinking a lot. So weird things happen.
I just can't believe that you were able to convince me to eat that stuff.
Well,
I must have been really drunk.
You must have been really in love.
Yeah.
With hot dogs.
I do remember the pickles from 7-Eleven. The ones that you put on the hot dogs were really good.
Well, there you go. So the
really dilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I say we just wrap up the show. I think we talked enough. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Nope.
Anything you want to?
Nope. I just said no.
Are you super sure?
I'm super sure.
Yeah, okay. What about you, bud?
No, don't eat it.
Don't eat the microphone. It didn't taste good, did it? Right? You can do it. He smells it.
Our new baby is super cute. Just as cute as our older baby. Our older son. He's not a baby anymore. Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Shh,
goodbye.
Don't yell in my ear, please.
All right. And with goodbye. That
song you want to sing? You want to sing a song? Is that in French? Yeah, that's in French.
All right, cool. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk later. Bye.